Welcome, friends, to February 29th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joe DeCristoforo. On today's episode, Alfalfa Murray appears on the cover of Time Mag. Hugh Hefner opens up the Playboy Mansion in Chicago. The Omicron Delta Omega fraternity will be founded by Benjamin Franklin. And we'll talk about music news. So let's get started, shall we? 1932. Alfalfa Murray appears on the cover of Time Mag. One of America's more colorful politicians, William David Henry Murray, grew up in the Southwest. He ran away from home when he was 12 and worked on farms until becoming a school teacher in Texas, then a newspaper editor and lawyer. He moved to the Indian Territory in 1898 and got into politics as a leader of the Democratic Party and helped to draft the Oklahoma State Constitution. As a farmer, he cultivated alfalfa and acquired the nickname Alfalfa Bill. In 1906, he won the election for the House of Representatives, in which he became a speaker. During the 1920s, Alfalfa Bill unsuccessfully took a shot at creating an agricultural colony in Bolivia and returned to the United States at a time when America, especially Oklahoma, was hit hard during the Great Depression. He was elected governor and was known for allowing starving citizens to grow potatoes on his lawn at the governor's mansion. If you've ever driven down Highway 75, you may have seen a sign on the side of the road that says, quote, "This highway to Texas and Red River Bridge opened to the free use of the public by Governor William H. Murray of Okla, July 16, 1931. The sign goes on to say, "This highway on the Texas side closed by Governor Ross S. Sterling of Texas with Texas Rangers July 17, 1931. Anyway, that's a whole different story. Getting back to Bill. In 1932, he unsuccessfully ran for president, promising in his campaign bread, butter, bacon, and beans. This landed him on the cover of Time magazine on February 29th, 1932. But Americans at that point were more excited about FDR and his New Deal. He would spend the rest of his days writing books denouncing FDR and technology in general, stating famously, "Civilization begins and ends with a plow." According to News Oak, his spirit has been known to haunt the governor's mansion in Oklahoma. Also, according to the website, that has been debunked. Although, to this day, there sits a doll on the third step of one of the stairways. The reason the doll is there is because his wife Mary once slipped and fell on that step, thus cursing it and leading to others after her to slip on the same step. Like, why they put a doll there instead of just getting a contractor to fix the damn step, I don't understand. Speaking of mansions, 1960, Hef opens the Playboy Mansion in Chicago. However, after getting hassled, Hugh Hefner moved it to Beverly Hills, Ca. 70 rooms, folks, and I'm sure you could find a good time in all of them. Might want to stay out of the hot tub, though. Holly Madison says the party palace wasn't all it was cracked up to be in her movie The Girl Next Door in 2005. Last I checked, the Hef had it on the market for $200 million. But I seriously doubt Hugh will get more than $80 or $90 million. After all, this house is a teardown, according to TMZ, and the real value is in the acreage. Great news for Hef, though. If sold, Hugh gets a life estate, which would give him the right to stay in the mansion until he dies. And with the pretty girls he invites over, I'm sure any man would love for him to stick around as a roommate as long as possible. Speaking of parties, 1780, Omicron Delta Omega fraternity was founded by Benjamin Franklin. Unfortunately, Dean Vernon placed Franklin and his boys on double secret probation, and Franklin had to get back at him by staging a massive toga party. Something like that. Look, people, February 29th only happens once every 4 years. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel as it is. Finally, in music news, 1932, Bing Crosby and the Mills Brothers teamed up to record Shine. In 1980, Buddy Holly's glasses and the Big Bopper's wristwatch were found in an old police file by the Mason City Sheriff. The items were worn by the men when their plane crashed on February 3rd, 1959. And then in 2000, Puff Daddy pled not guilty to charges that he had attempted to bribe a professional driver to take responsibility for a pistol that had been found in a Lincoln Navigator, with Puff Daddy following a shooting in 1999 at the Club New York on West 43rd Street. And that's it for Leap Year 2016 on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joe DeCristoforo. On tomorrow's program, I'll talk a little bit more about the Zimmerman Telegram, the legal origins of Superman, Ohio joining the Union, and NBA news. Until then, be sure to check out the website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Leave a comment on the comment board, enjoy some of the multiple choice quizzes, and follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. See you tomorrow.